happy. Bonjour, salut, ça va? Hello everybody, this is Will Hammond Jr. Back again, 2023. I am trying to reclaim my former show, Francophile show, The Happy Negro, also known as Le Negre Joyeux, but that was from another time and another meaning. And just wanted to say, hey, everybody, I'm actually in a very crowded area right now of a town called Le Croisic, which I've mentioned also before as like an amazing beach town, kind of vacation spot for many French tourists and also European tourists. Not too many Americans, but you see a handful of them once in a while. And the reason for me being here is because my French family has a place out here, literally across the street from the beaches, their house, and it's beautiful, and the water is amazing, and the beach is amazing, everything's amazing. And of course, we are in Brittany, France. Sorry to mention, I didn't mention that, which is the province of France, not the city, not the like Bordeaux or Paris, but like the calm retirement groups. Yeah, you'll usually tend to see a lot of older folks here who can afford to come here and chill all the months and days during the summer. So right now, actually, it's early July, and folks aren't quite, not everybody's on vacation. So as you know, as some of you know, a lot of French folks don't go on vacation until school's over. And then even then, vacation doesn't start for them until August. So as we're leaving France, folks are going on vacation. So stuff starts closing more, things like that. But we went out last night to the port, so the sea town, the sea downtown where the boats and stuff are. And they have like amusement like stuff, like carnival stuff. And so we were going to take the kids out. My kids and then my wife's cousin and her kids, and everything was closed. And we're like, oh man, that's right, everybody's still in school or things are still happening. So I think the kids who are in middle school get out, but if you're still at the university or whatever, you're still in school. So yeah, anyway, it'll happen soon. But anyway, what else was I saying about? Oh, so in Brittany, you have a lot of crêperies, which is like galette, like savory crepes and dessert crepes. So that's the sort of food of choice, or you can get lots of good seafood. That tends to be a little bit more expensive. But other than that, it's really amazing to be here by the coast. I remember when I had some issues, had a cold or had something going on, and I got to the beach and I was like, oh man, the sea air. And it's really true, the sea air does kind of like give you some replenished energy. Although I've been kind of tired, been feeling a little jet lagged, but I don't think it's jet lag, I just think it's like getting old, old guy getting old. I've been wanting to get up early and take a run up the coast along the beach, but I just haven't had. My body has been hurting, and mainly my back, my hip and my back. But once I do some stretches, as a French guy, I just won't buy in the bank. But when I stretch, doing some stretches, I feel like I've been doing a little better. What else? I would say one of the things that's really difficult being here on vacation is having access to the things that I normally do, which is like, if I want to go, like, oh, my back hurts, I'm going to get some Tiger Balm or get something for my body. It's very hard to find the right place to go, and you kind of have to like play an investigative detective. And even then, people are like, what is that? Like if I ask somebody here, like, do you have any Tiger Balm? They're like, what? Whoa, Tiger who? And so, I just went to the grocery store. And typically in America, you know, grocery stores have pretty much everything. They have a pharmacy, they have food, they have whatever. Here it's like they have food and they have hair care stuff or like beauty stuff. And so you have to go to a pharmacy, a separate pharmacy, which is in town somewhere, but I forgot where it is. And you have to get a lot of stuff. And then even then you have to walk up to the counter and ask them, hey, I'm looking for something like a balm for my back or something to heat my back. And so they'll be sitting there like a doctor. Let me think. Maybe this will help you, but if you do this, like, and again, I respect that, but I almost often think that if you just, you know, point me in the right direction, I'll find what I need. So that's often the difficulty of being here on vacation. The other thing is just being able to just be like, hey, I'm gonna go walk down the street and grab some supplies because I needed some razors for my face and some other stuff. And everyone jumps up and they're like, whoa, where are you going? Like, just gonna go grab some gum. And they're like, no, well, we have this happening here, so you can, we'll get it for you, or if we can't get it for you, we'll, you know, something will happen. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna go outside because I'm a grown adult. So it's like, literally, they forget that you're an adult in a different country and you actually do things on your own as an adult. So like, even when it comes to being in the kitchen and you're making a meal, everyone jumps in the kitchen and is like, what do you need? What do you need? I'm like, oh, I just need a casserole dish. Okay, well, this casserole dish is here, but, you know, what are you using it for? And so there's all these questions and people are like wanting to know your business and be up in it. And that happened to me last year and I kind of lost it because I was working on a cake or something with my daughter. And like 20 grandmothers or aunts came in and just was like, you know, the question answer thing. And I was like, we're just making this, guys. Just back up. So definitely have to be patient with family, especially, and definitely have to be patient when on vacation. And just keep reminding yourself, hey, I'm on vacation. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? No reason to stress. Everything's all right. So that was a little snippet of my time here. I want to do some interviews soon about what's happening in Paris and Marseille with the riots. You know, as some of you know, a 17-year-old African kid was shot and killed. I think he was African. He was either Muslim or African, by the French police. And basically, it was sort of like a kind of like he was running away from the situation. And the police were saying that he, you know, he would have harmed somebody if he had like driven away and like sped off. And so it's a very frustrating situation. It's something that I can see being people, especially African or people of color in France, sort of relating to all the stuff that happened in America. And so it's sort of that one of those things of like, how do you sort of grasp the situation here? And what's interesting is you don't hear a lot of this stuff happening outside of the country. So I'm wondering how they're keeping it sort of quiet, because when that stuff was happening in America, everybody saw. So I'm really surprised how the French government is keeping it under wraps. Because if you go to Twitter, you'll see it, of course, but other than that, you don't really hear a lot about it in the mainstream news. So yeah, I want to interview some family friends that are here living, and maybe talk to some folks about why these things continue to happen. Other than that, hope you're all having a great summer, and I'll be back with more mini episodes. Happy.